Hey everyone, happy Friday. If you're just coming across my videos for the first time, my name is Dr. Sam. I am an MS or multiple sclerosis neurologist living with MS, and this is my MS story. So I first experienced neurologic symptoms in 2015 and I was diagnosed in 2016. So in the summer of 2015, I had what I now know was a mild optic neuritis. I had some pain in the right eye when I was moving my eye around, and then everything just looked a little bit bright, but it wasn't super blurry. The colors were less vibrant. And so at that time I did see my eye doctor. They did an examination and basically told me that everything looked okay. And after a few weeks that got better on its own. A few months later, I woke up one morning and noticed that everything, I felt kind of off and dizzy, and not like a room spinning dizziness, but for lack of a better term, kind of like I was drunk. And that kind of worsened, that sensation, over a few days. And I noticed that I had some double vision when I looked to the right side, and I was more dizzy when I was like moving my eyes to the right. And at that time I went to my primary, who did a brain MRI, which was really unremarkable. And then she referred me to a neurologist, as this was the second episode of kind of weird symptoms. By the time I saw the neurologist, a general neurologist, the symptoms were improving. Or they may have been gone at that point, but regardless, she referred me, that my exam was normal, and she referred me to a neuro-ophthalmologist. I had taken a lot of videos of my eyes, kind of compulsively actually, because I could feel that something was wrong. It felt like my eyes weren't moving together, and I could feel nystagmus when I looked to the right, which is that jumping that you can get with your, if the eyes kind of have several different abnormalities. So I had a lot of videos. I was able to show that to the neuro-ophthalmologist, and he was the first person that was able to say, hey, I do see abnormalities, and, you know, made me feel like I wasn't totally crazy, and was able to tell me that, you know, he also saw the nystagmus, but that it looked like I had an INO on the left side, which was a partial INO. And what that means is basically my left eye was not moving the same speed as my right eye. So when I looked to the right, it would kind of go slowly and make me feel kind of dizzy, and like my visual fields were a little bit off, and then it would focus. And so those symptoms, again, had gone away by the time I had seen him, so I only had the videos to show. They were able to do an eye scan called an OCT and see that there was thinning in the right, the back of my right eye, which was consistent with an optic neuritis. And at that point, they sent me for a lumbar puncture and repeat MRIs with thin cuts through the brainstem. So an INO is often caused by a brainstem lesion, which can be very tiny and can be missed on a regular MRI because the slices are about 3 millimeters thick. So if you think about it, there's a lot of real estate in the brainstem. And so if you have a tiny lesion, there's a possibility that it could be missed. So I went back for another MRI. Didn't show anything in the brainstem, but did show a kind of a subcortical non-specific lesion higher up in my brain. And then my lumbar puncture had one oligoclonal band, which was a little frustrating to me because 2 is abnormal and 0 is normal. So it was kind of like no man's land. So with that workup and those symptoms, I saw an MS neurologist at the suggestion of the neuro-ophthalmologist. And they basically said, you know, with this could be early MS, but you really don't meet the diagnostic criteria, and so we're just going to continue to watch you for now. So that was, let's see, that was like the spring of 2016, and then over the summer in July of 2016, I had another optic neuritis event in my right eye, and that this time was more severe. I also knew what was happening, and at that point I was doing research within the MS center. It was able to kind of very quickly alert somebody that, you know, my vision was not correct. They were able to repeat the OCT eye scans and see that there was significant swelling in the right optic disc. When I went back to see the MS neurologist after that event, I treated with oral steroids and was not actually admitted to the hospital or anything. At that point, using the older McDonald criteria and some subtle abnormalities on my physical exam, I was diagnosed with MS. So at that point, the discussion was what medication, and I was pretty risk averse, and I otherwise felt pretty good, and I didn't really want a whole lot of side effects. So I went with Copaxone, even though I was kind of terrified to inject myself. And the injections went okay for a while. I really hated them. I had to numb myself. Like, I would use an ice pack to numb the area, and then I would inject it slowly because I could never do the like quick dart-like motion. And I preferred manual injection because I felt the auto injector just went way too fast and it was really overly painful, whereas I could control with the manual injection. So I did that for a few years. My disease was well controlled. I had no new lesions. About, I would say, 3 or 4 years into Copaxone, I really was starting to miss doses because I was having a lot of lipoatrophy, which, if you've been on Copaxone, is like the dimpling you get in the skin. It's kind of like the fat cells kind of go away, but in a random distribution, you can get a little bit of scarring. And so it was really painful, and I was missing injections. So for that reason, I switched to Vumerity, which is like a sister drug to Tecfidera. And I was on that for a few years. And that was going pretty well. I really liked the pill rather than the injection, but it did give me a little bit of lymphopenia, and I was getting some infections, although I was also on some rheumatologic medications as well. And so earlier last year, I had decided to make the switch to Ocrevus, and that was primarily because of the infections I was getting on the rheumatologic meds and Vumerity. There was some hope that could also treat my rheumatoid and inflammatory arthritis, since rituximab, which is kind of like a sister drug to Ocrevus, has been used historically for rheumatoid arthritis. So I switched for that reason, but also because just at the point I'm at my life, Ocrevus is safe for family planning, unlike some of the other medications. So that's kind of where my journey has led me. I've been, you know, I say that I've been lucky with my disease course being mild, and perhaps luck and genetics have something to do with it. But I also think being connected to medical care quickly, within the first, you know, I had 14, within 14 months, I had 3 relapses, which is not insignificant. And since being on medications, I have not had another relapse. I have had possibly an asymptomatic cord lesion pop up, although it's not clear if it just was there earlier. And, you know, sometimes the resolution on spinal cord MRIs is not the greatest. So, so there's that. But, you know, overall, day to day, I don't have many symptoms, if any at all, from my MS, a little bit of fatigue, which hits me in the afternoon, you know, and occasionally, you know, trouble with finding a word, but I think some of those things are like normal as you age. But really, I overall have been doing really well. And so I wanted to share my story, with everybody, and in, you know, hopes to show one side of MS. Like I have said in other videos, though, don't compare yourself to anybody. Your journey is your own. Mine is my own. But you know, I just make sure that I'm taking care of myself, eating healthy, exercising, in addition to staying on top of my treatments and my safety labs, annual MRIs. And so that's kind of how I'm managing my disease today.